Welcome to Smart Citizen. I'm Emily Bowes. Really excited to be speaking to Councilmember Sabrina Wooten today. Thanks so much for being on with me.
You're welcome.
Give us a quick intro on why you decided to run for city council to begin with and why you're running for re-election now.
Sure. I started running for re-election, or excuse me, for election in November 2018 is actually when I was elected to council. But I've always had an interest in serving in politics, I would say, or just serving in general. I have a BS in political science. And then I have a master's degree in public administration. And so I knew that one day I would use my background, my educational background and administrational skills to serve in some capacity. Mm. So when the opportunity opened up for the Centerville District, I decided to run and I was blessed to be able to win and started serving November 2018. And so as far as it goes for re-election, I've started some really good work in the Centerville District and throughout the community in focusing on areas of education, flooding, supporting our local businesses and our public safety. And so I want to run again to be reelected to continue that good work that I started with our citizens.
And you were elected to replace Mayor Dyer when he was elected in the special election for mayor. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Okay, great. So you have been on council for a relatively short time. Are there, say, two things that you would like to highlight from your time so far that you're really proud of or excited about?
Sure. Actually, absolutely. I've been on council for about a year and 9 months. I've been very active and been working really hard. Had a chance to support over 11 or so resolutions to the council that have all been approved by city council. Two of those areas that are very important is the Ignite Business Series that I host. Hmm. This is the first time that a council member hosts a business series. And that series actually supports small businesses, women, minority, and service disabled veterans. So it's a win-win for everyone and a huge economic development and driver in the city. And so that series I host every year, three times a year. One is the seminar is to do business with the city and contracts. The other seminar is for federal contracts and networking. And then the third one focuses on entrepreneurship. And the other area that is very important is addressing the disparity study within our city. Hmm. I've had an opportunity to ensure that all the recommendations that were presented from the disparity study were supported by a resolution and a budget. And I made sure all of those recommendations were passed with a resolution by city council since my time on serving on council. That's very huge.
Those both sound very exciting. I wish we had a lot more time to dig into some of those. Maybe we can chat again another time. Can you tell me just briefly a little bit more about the disparity study? Because I actually don't know anything about that, and I would love for people to be able to know more about that.
Sure. Well, before I came on to council in some time, there were residents who were very upset, and they said that there was a disparity within our city as it relates to local contracting with SWAM businesses, which are small women, minority, and service disabled veteran contracts. And so the study was performed after many marches, activism within the community. The city went ahead and performed the study, and the information came back and results came back that yes, indeed, there is a disparity in our city, and it significantly impacts all of those communities that I mentioned, women, small businesses, minorities, and service disabled veterans. And so once those recommendations came out, the next step was to implement them within the city by resolution and policy and funding. And so each resolution, with the exception of one that I supported, I sponsored all of those resolutions and they were passed by city council. And so now, you know, we can at least say that we're moving forward with those results. And most importantly, one of the recommendations was a SWAM business office to help business owners throughout the city who are in those categories, small, women, minority, service disabled veterans, to receive the accreditation for SWAM business owner and then help them with resources so that they can grow and expand.
And so is that disparity specifically with city contracts or it's looking at it generally in businesses in the city?
It is with city contracts.
Okay.
The city of Virginia Beach, yes.
And I know that government contracting and bidding processes and things like that can be very complicated. So I would imagine that having those additional resources would be a big help. Yes. So it sounds like an interesting process. Another thing that I know you've talked about quite a bit on, you know, some of your campaign materials or your website is safe neighborhoods. And you talked about flooding. And I know that you were a chaplain with the Virginia Beach Police Department. And if you could quickly speak to, I know those are both two massive issues, but I would love to hear your thoughts about, you know, how the city council is doing in terms of flood mitigation and what you would like to see done differently if you were reelected or what you would work towards. And then, you know, if we have time to touch on some things related to the police, that would be awesome. So let's start with flooding and then we'll go from there.
Sure. When I first ran for council in 2018, that was and still is a huge issue. And a lot of flooding relates to maintenance, you know, really getting on a expedited maintenance schedule to address areas, to clean those storm drains, and to ensure that that proper maintenance and replacement of infrastructure is going on. And so I think, you know, at this point, the city has made sure that it is a priority. And I will say that because in our staff retreats, we talk about what are the main priorities of our city. Flooding is important, and it is one of our priorities. We do focus on it, and we have weekly meetings and updates on flooding. So we've placed a proper spotlight on the issue. And good. So now it becomes, you know, working with our city officials and staff to get the work done. One of the areas that I focused on when I came on to council was making the city of Virginia Beach a part of the American Flood Coalition. And so I, by resolution that I sponsored, our city became a part of the AFC. And the AFC is a national organization and it provides natural resources to address flooding, to address sea level rise. And they do that by way of offering and making available grants and informational grant funding. For instance, the BRIC program that recently came out from FEMA, they alerted me. I am one of their advisory members on the board. And they said, listen, the city of Virginia Beach can take advantage of some of our programs and they will help expedite some of your large projects. And they can also provide grant funding for vulnerable areas within our city. Wow. And so I think that we're on the right track as a city. We just need to continue to prioritize those large projects, continue expedited scheduled maintenance, and then ensure that the money that we have goes to the right projects.
My impression is that because flooding is such a huge issue that has such a direct impact on people, but it also requires pretty large scale solutions. It seems like it's something that's challenging to move on super quickly. You know, it requires very thoughtful solutions and we're kind of in an immediate gratification culture. So it's good to hear that the city council has, you know, projects underway. And I've spoken with several other incumbent city council members who have mentioned some very interesting projects that you guys are doing. Rosemary Wilson told us a little bit about the park idea for Winterwood that would allow some flooding runoff or different things. So I know there's a variety of things that are being worked on, and it seems like everyone running for city council sees this as a priority. So that's good to hear. So let's talk about police department, and mostly because, and I'll give you a little background on even why we're doing Smart Citizen. You know, I really started this because I feel like people don't really understand the impact that local government has on their daily lives. And I think COVID really brought all of that to the forefront, especially with things like city council and school board. And I want people to have the opportunity to get to know the people that are actually running our city. And I think sometimes it's hard to have that level of visibility. And something that I think has surprised a lot of people is that we have city councils have so much jurisdiction over things like police department budgets and things like that. So it's a lot of national level conversation around that, you know, yeah. People calling for things like defunding the police, which is relatively undefined term from what I can see, and seems to be kind of city by city applied differently, you know, and police reform and things like that. I know you've been involved with the police department. So I would just love to hear, what's your perspective on where do you think specifically our Virginia Beach Police Department is now? What are they doing well? And what would you like to see them doing better in the future?
You know, for me, I have a unique, I guess, position because I have served as a chaplain with our police department. So I have seen them on the front lines. I've been in the field. I've rode with them, you know, in the field as well. And so prayed for them and prayed for them. And so when I look at it, the way that I look at it is, listen, what I see is public servants who have a heart to serve, put their lives on the line every day. I see men and women who have more significant levels of training, more than the average police department. And so in my opinion, they training, they have a significant amount. They train very well. Myself, I've gone through the police academy, the Citizens Academy. And so I've learned about some of the training that they go through and the extensive periods of training that they go through. And so they're well qualified and trained. And so one of the other areas is community policing piece, you know, which is important. About 75% of our officers live within the community. And that's important, you know, citizens to know that, you know, these men and women don't just go to another city and pack up and then just come here. They live here. They're part of the community, they know the community. And so they work within the community to make it better. So they have an equal stake in the community. And that's important when they're out in the field. So those are areas I think that they do very well in. In terms of, you know, what's needed for improvement, you know, that's a lot of times people say that, you know, well, what can they improve? I mean, we can always improve.
100%. Everyone can, right?
Yeah. And I think that, you know, when you look at training, although they're already very well trained, I'm sure there are other areas, and they have requested other training, you know, that they can focus on as it relates to the community. I think they're proactive, and I think they are forward thinking in terms of how they work and address the community. So if there's anything to improve on, I would say, you know, there are other areas of training that we can expand in.
Excellent. I know we're just about at the end of our time. Is there anything that you would love for people to know about you specifically as they're heading to vote this year?
Sure. You know, when I came on council, one of the reasons I came is because I have a unique skill set. I am a formally certified Supreme Court mediator. So I have the skill set to listen and make solutions and collaborate. And so I've had an opportunity to do that on city council. If anyone comes to city council, most of the time you will hear us listening, not doing a lot of speaking. So I've had an opportunity to listen to the citizens and I've had an opportunity to work on solutions and facilitate those solutions and collaborate. And I think that's really important. When you talk about politics, because politics is very divisive, it's really nasty.
And it can be, for sure.
Yeah. And when you can bring a positive perspective that says, hey, we can all work together on some level Mm-hmm. No, we don't agree on everything. No one ever does. But there are some areas where we do agree on. And that's what I bring to the plate, facilitation, mediation skill set, and then solutions. And I'm asking to be reelected so that I can continue to work with our city staff, officials, and our community, you know, because that's a huge part of it. As a city council member, you're able to touch, call us, you know, and talk to us on a regular basis. And so I want to continue to serve in that capacity. I want to continue to be the voice for the citizens on Virginia Beach and work in those areas of education, safe neighborhoods, flooding, public safety. All of those areas are really important. And then helping us get through COVID. That's important. Strong leadership.
Of course.
Competent leadership is important. And those are all the things I bring to the table. And I would love to continue to serve. So certainly would love the support of the citizens to come back. You know, November 3rd, I'm asking for your support. And of course, if you need more information, you can go to SabrinaWooten.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I've really appreciated your time with me today. I'm going to pop this up here. If anyone wants to learn more about Sabrina, she said you can go to SabrinaWooten.com and learn more about her campaign there. Don't forget, you can listen to all of our conversations on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere you listen to podcasts, and you can follow Smart Citizen on pretty much every social media platform at Smart Citizen USA. We put our full conversations up on Facebook and YouTube, and we would love to hear your questions for Sabrina. If you have any that you didn't get to ask today and you want to drop them in the comments anywhere, I'll make sure that they get to her and or that she has a chance to respond. And again, thank you so much for your time today. I'm Emily Bowes, and this is Smart Citizen.
Thank you.